Governor Charlie Crist was in Tampa this afternoon, where WMNF's Sean Canaan asked him about the vote amongst the Palm Beach County Republicans Wednesday night, where a vote on censuring him for acts that have angered those Republicans resulted in a tie.
Governor, what's your reaction to the Palm Beach vote on censure 65-65 and the Volusia vote to censor you?
No reaction.
Daryl Paulson is a former political science professor at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg, and he'll soon be publishing a book on the history of the Florida Republican Party. He says there's no doubt that Chris has never been a favorite with conservatives in the state, but he also happens to be the most popular Republican in Florida currently.
It's not the Conservative Party of Florida, it's the Republican Party of Florida. And I think they sometimes forget that. And many of the Republican problems, quite frankly, are because they have too limited an appeal. And there are not that many conservatives in Florida to win statewide elections. There's not that many conservatives in the nation to win statewide elections. You've got to be able to appeal to the political center, and Crist has the ability to do that.
In recent weeks, the governor has alienated independents and Democrats who have appreciated his moderate stances on issues like restoring civil rights to ex-felons or on the environment, where he has been considered to be in the vanguard of Republican governors like Arnold Schwarzenegger of California. But after his failure to veto a controversial growth management bill and now seeming to cancel a climate change summit, some analysts think his swing to the right is too obvious. Aubrey Jude is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida.
He's just always been, you know, a populist, and sort of the very definition of a populist is you try to do what you think, you know, the people in the next election want you to do. And for him, the next election's a Republican primary. So I think, you know, clearly he has veered back to the right a little bit after, you know, pretty much being a centrist for most of his time in office.
There's also Marco Rubio nipping at his heels. The former House Speaker is trailing Chris dramatically in fundraising for the race for the GOP nomination for Senate next year. But social conservatives in the state say he's still viable in a primary election. Sid Dinerstein is the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party.
The fundraising numbers become important. Marco does not have to, any challenger, does not have to raise as much money as the incumbent, but has to raise enough money to get the message out. Marco is quite an extraordinary young man. That has nothing to do with my relationship with Governor Crist. Standing by himself, Marco is an extraordinary young man.
Would you prefer that he move on and run in the attorney general's race?
No, because what I would have preferred was that Governor Crist run for the governor's race.
Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett admits that for those who have been paying close attention, the governor's moves over the past month or so have been somewhat perplexing in terms of an overarching philosophy.
For the majority of Floridians, just broadly overall, you know, his poll numbers are still pretty good. And so when he did those things, they seemed to like it. On the Sotomayor question, I found it interesting that when he didn't really have an actual vote, you know, he made the symbolic gesture of going out of his way to say he would not have voted for had he been there. And yet, when he actually had the chance to put a conservative on the Florida Supreme Court, you know, which he did the first couple of times he had a chance, but his last person was a more liberal Democratic judge from Central Florida. So interesting to see the governor maneuver.